program here. I was not dropped on my head between the last time I took to the microphone and now. But I am rejecting conventional wisdom about what a horrible day this is. Because most conservatives are in a bit of a funk today over what happened in the Congress yesterday. The end of probably a 4, 5, 6 week circular firing squad that's been going on.
What's been going on? You know, Obama had all of these shut down the park signs started to ordered 8 months ago. This is a very staged event trying to discredit the Republicans, but 63% of them held firm. And
here's my thought, and you tell me if I'm wrong. And I'm guessing a lot of folks in the audience will not agree with this, and I welcome your viewpoint on this. But we're obviously talking about the votes last night, first in the Senate, then the House. The president signs this deal. It's a temporary deal.
Right.
Okay. It is a essentially we're, you know, the debt limit's been extended, which a lot of us don't like because we wanted a real battle on real reform, right? But it's been pushed till early next year. On the spending side, on the government shutdown, you know, the what they call the continuing resolution, basically authorizing the funding, that goes till December 15th. So, and in the meantime, Obama's approval rating goes to 37. You have a lot less opportunity for him to advance his agenda, like on immigration and some other things that he's been wanting to do. And you would have had to be under a rock not to get a pretty sizable dissertation on how bad Obamacare is. We managed, thanks to Ted Cruz, and I also give House Republicans credit for joining in the Cruz agenda eventually, right? And saying, okay, defund it. No, you won't do that. How about a year delay? And everything they went through. And meanwhile, what does the other side have? A few more months of the status quo.
That's so, the status quo radically ratcheting up our debt.
Yeah, but that's only for a few months.
Yeah, but it's a trajectory. It's going straight to the moon.
I agree, but we still have that issue.
Right.
We still have the fact that they support this unsustainable growth in government. We still have the fact that they support this horrendous Obamacare law.
Train wreck.
They're defending it.
Right.
And meanwhile, every day, new people find out, hey, you're not going to get your coverage or you're going to get laid off because...
But the inequities, you know, the 70% subsidy for legislators and Obama's people in the administration, the injustices, the unfairness of the bill, now people will be focusing more on that. We've had an awful lot of theatrics and hand-wringing and shrieking about the debt ceiling and this bogus default. Now we get to focus back on impeachment, Obamacare, Benghazi. You know, he's been able to divert the attention from the most corrupt.
I would argue the central issue of this whole government shutdown and, you know, the debt debate became Obamacare.
It did.
And, you know, the lies from the left that, well, it's the law of the land. Well, if it's the law of the land, why have you changed it as many times as you changed it? Why have you put as many exemptions in? We can reexamine all that.
And Obama changed it acting unconstitutionally. The only people that can change it is the legislature.
So I argue that focus on Obamacare will connect the dots better for folks who, you know, right now, some seem surprised that their health care costs are going up. Hello?
Thousands and thousands are surprised.
How could you be surprised?
Because the president, who won twice, said you're going to love Obamacare, keep your own doctor, rates will go down. We're going to dance and have a nice blue leotards.
Yeah, well, that's been found to be a fraud.
Right. And we have to wear pink leotards.
And in the middle of finding out it's a fraud, you've had another sizable debate about it. And a group of folks who said, look, we went to the wall, cost ourselves some political damage, shut down the government, had a battle over, you know, a little brinksmanship on the... So I guess I don't, and meanwhile, it isn't as though we said, okay, fine, you win. You know, you got... Mind you, they wanted the debt ceiling through the next election.
Right.
Right? And so I'm just not going to join the crowd doom and gloom here. I mean,
we got truth on our side, and a lot of people are waking up to the truth.
Here's the deal. on the people that pull the lever for bigger government, there's more of them than there are of us. All right?
Right now.
Yes. There are more of them than there are of us. So you pick your battles. And when you do, you're going to lose some. They lost this. But I'm saying, well, you know, everybody's saying, oh, what's the, you know, was it worth it? You know, with all the damage they've done, what do they have to show for it? Not a lot, but.
And is the damage real? I'll tell you what.
I agree. I think that's silly.
They're bringing in Ted Cruz into Iowa, the first in the nation caucus, as a hero to speak at the Reagan Day dinner on the 26th of October.
Yeah, and when you say the damage real, the damage is only real if you can take current poll numbers and connect them to an election that's over a year away.
And how do you corroborate the poll number that emanates from the left?
It's impossible. And don't forget, everybody forgets, all the stories ignore. The Democrats had just as much damage to their poll numbers, and the president plummeted to an all-new low
right
at 37% approval. And meanwhile, we have a conversation again about Obamacare while people, despite the fact they should have known this already, are finding out their health care costs are going to go up. Period.
And Obama has shown that he doesn't want to negotiate, that he is spoiled, that he is harsh, he is unfair, he is disrespectful to the Tea Party, which is the heart and soul of the Republican Party.
All right, so you tell me whether I'm right to say, you know, what's the big deal, really? Tell me. 855-200-1776 is the number. Every member of the North Dakota Congressional Delegation voted in favor of this. Every member of the Minnesota Congressional Delegation voted in favor of this, except
Michelle Mybell,
the titanium spine.
That's right.
Herself. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. So how about that?
19 senators voted against this monstrosity, which means we have 2014 to fight for some new senators.
Anyway, it is the story of the really of the fall, without question.
It is.
And I want your take on it, because I'm not going to wallow in a bunch of self-pity here. I really am not. I'm not going to join the pessimistic crowd.
It's not fun to wallow.
It's just, I don't think it's that big a deal. I think it's a battle lost, but it's not a war lost. I think.
That's right. Because the war, we always, folks, we have the truth on our side. We've got the Constitution on our side. Every day, people are waking up to that truth.
So we've got some things to shut down. And by the way, we've won some battles. We pushed back after Sandy Hook. They didn't get their assault weapons ban they wanted, did they? They haven't got their amnesty for illegal immigrants yet, right? Remember, they said sequester would never happen. Could never cut like that. That's happened, right? We got Benghazi. We got the IRS.
Fast and Furious.
The bottom of? Absolutely.
FEC, NEC. We got all kinds of issues.
We were destined for military action in Syria. That was stopped dead in its tracks because of the American people awakening and saying, no, I don't want to do this. So, I don't know. I think we need to find some silver linings here. And I tell you what, just saying, oh, pox on every Republican, what's that going to get you? I really don't. So anyway, that's my take. I want yours at 855-200-1776. In a couple of minutes, we'll give you a run-through of what we'll chat about today on What's on Your Mind. And this will obviously be one of the topics. We also have a couple of guests who will be joining us on other topics today on the program, and we'll run through some other headlines, including a group of mineral owners that are seeking damages for lost royalties because of flaring. I love folks that are so happy and also very unrealistic in what they ask. I mean, you can't wave a magic wand and cap the flares. A lot of work's being done, a lot of progress is being made, and, ask yourself, what's the benefit of flaring this stuff? Nobody wants to flare it. It's money going to...
Does it hurt their eyes, or are they claiming that, oh, it's money lost because, and here's these people making a fortune out of the oil, which is 30 times more valuable than currently that the flares are losing?
Right, but money's money, right?
So they're saying that they should save that money for the landowners? I don't quite get it.
Well, they want the flaring, they want the flaring to stop so you capture the natural gas and monetize it. Well, everybody does. I mean, the question, So anyway, we'll tackle that and a few others as well, including a strange story about a Fargo woman who has been jailed for refusing to allow her parents unsupervised vision with a 7-year-old daughter. Very interesting story. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Plus, John and Grand Forks, Laurie and Fargo want to comment on my comments. So we'll do that, too. And I welcome it next on the program. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal. Or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. And enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
And barrel. Let me have it. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. It's not that bad. That's my headline. It's not that bad. We refocused on Obamacare. They only get a short-term win. The debate continues. I'm not sure the ultimate outcome isn't going to be the same, but today, it's not that bad. That's my take on this. We've stopped a lot of bad things, refocusing on the need for long-term fiscal sanity in this country, and made very clear one of the worst laws ever passed is once again the focus. John and Grand Forks, am I goofed up here?
No, not really. I don't think so. I think we'll agree. I wanted to comment before everybody starts, or not everybody, but some people will start calling in saying they'll never vote Republican again. Politically, in my life, there's twice I ate my own, and I found out that didn't work real well. And so before everybody, you know, gets their hair on fire and hate Republicans, you got to ask yourself, well, if you don't vote for Republicans, okay, what is that going to get you? And it's not going to get you any. Well, it's like Romney. They keep saying he lost his base. That's how he lost. Well, okay, if you're so conservative and your principles are so strong that you won't vote for him, okay, how did that work out? You know, so my theory is calm down and stay the course type of thing as much as possible. So I think I'm agreeing.
That's very good. Yeah, you are, and I agree with you. And by the way, there's a lot of Republicans that are mad at the Ted Cruz wing of the Republican Party. I'm not.
I think he's great.
I'm not at all, and I think that the Republicans that are mad that say, hey, look at all this damage that was caused by this, and what do we have to show for it? I think we have a lot to show for it, and they don't have so much.
Well,
they got a short-term win.
He spoke to I'm 100% behind him, too, you know. So.
Yeah, so I don't think they're, what I'm saying is I don't think you can be for Cruz and now believing we lost, right? And that Cruz was thrown. I think they go together. John, calm down is the best advice. I agree with you. And you know, as far as a third party, maybe at some point, you know, maybe you know, but I'm not there now. I'm certainly not there now because what that is a 20-year project. That's seeding ground.
And $1 billion to even have a chance. Perot didn't even come close. All he managed to do was give us Clinton. He literally, and I know a lot of really good people that voted for Perot that didn't like Bush that well, but Bush would have been 1,000 times better than Clinton.
John, appreciate the call. Larry Fargo, you want to comment about my comments.
Tell you what, Scott, when are you going to wake up and realize the Republican Party committed suicide last night? How can I trust them? How can I trust them?
Well, how did they commit? I mean, first of all, they didn't have the votes, right? I mean, they didn't.
How the North Dakota delegation would have been any different if Tracy Potter and Pam Gullison had won?
It might not have, but I don't think it means much. I mean, again,
difference. So voting Republican means nothing. They stand for nothing. The
only thing they're good at is
caving in when the communists whine.
What do we lose as conservatives last night? What do we lose? No. I get that. You're gone.
What difference does it make whether I vote Republican or Democrat? I'm voting for the same thing. More and more ruinous, unsustainable spending. Tell me what's the difference.
But there's not enough people that agree with you in Congress, all right, to be able to make a difference.
And
there will never be because
Republicans don't believe like I do. They're just Democrat light.
Well, again, Republicans spent the vast majority of every Republican spent the last 6 weeks of this debate talking about correctly all the ills of Obamacare. The vast majority of them talked about this spending is not sustainable. This debt is out of control. All right? They didn't have the votes. There's not enough of them.
63% of them did vote against this.
Yeah.
Larry, there's a lot of really good Republicans like Michelle Bachmann and Ted Cruz that are going to fight this stuff to the bitter end.
Appreciate the call, Larry. Brad and Grand Forks, am I right or wrong?
I agree somewhat with the previous caller. The problem is nobody's going to listen to angry, frustrated rhetoric. So I've got a proposal that I would love if you guys could do some work and maybe get a hold of Ted Cruz and get an interview with him and propose this to him so we can start to make some change. When you look back at the Civil War times and when Abraham Lincoln was trying to work to abolish slavery, they were working their tails off. They were having meetings. They were inviting guys. I would love to see Ted Cruz set a meeting with every single Democrat in the Senate and sit down with them and go over with them an hour long. Here's what's happening to your constituents because of the vote that you made on Obamacare. You need to change your vote. And if anybody can do it, Ted Cruz is a very eloquent speaker. He's a very gifted communicator and I think a very intelligent man that could go and sit down with people like Heidi Heitkamp and say, look, Heidi, the problem with Obamacare is that it is damaging the people of North Dakota in unimaginable ways. You can continue this Obama line and this holding the Democrat line, or you can do what's right for your constituents, the people that voted you into office and gave you this power to do the right thing, and have these and just keep having them and keep calling for the meetings and keep inviting them to coffee, to lunch, to go to their office and say, what are you going to do to help?
And you got to go to two things I'd comment on. One, you have a good idea. I mean, I think, again, and to implement your idea, that can happen between now and January and February when, so, again, everybody flipping out with their hair on fire how horrible this is. All this is a three-month extension of the status quo. I mean, so there's plenty of time to continue to battle this. But I will tell you this. I think it's somewhat naive to think Ted Cruz would have any progress for one reason, Harry Reid. And, Harry Reid will know the second those meetings happen, and any Democrat that goes off the reservation is done. I mean, that's how they work. It's a pipe to the knees. That's why we have this loggerheads we have right now. Because, Harry Reid has enormous power.
Their discipline, their inter-party discipline is very intense. Heidi didn't have any fun at all. I mean, the mayor of New York, think about the weight of the anti-gun people that came down on Heidi for that.
And by the way, she refused to sign the UN letter here against John Kerry on the on the gun treaty. So she's still feeling that heat. So good idea. They ought to do it. I just don't have the enthusiasm. But, your analogy of the 13th Amendment and Lincoln is a good one because that's the level of effort we need to right-size this ship. More coming up, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. So guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hennen. Mark Skogerbo is here. Steve Bakken is hunting today.
Isn't that wonderful?
He's doing a little pheasant hunting, so he's off today. And we are looking forward to chatting with you about the issues of the day. Rush Limbaugh said yesterday the GOP might be the most irrelevant political party I can remember. And so there is a, you know, the... You're going to hear a lot of that. Grover Norquist said, defunders owe conservatives an apology. Matt Drudge is predicting Nancy Pelosi will be the next speaker. Pete King, Republican from New York, says the GOP party is going nuts. As far as Rush and Sean and others, you know, there's blood in the water, right? People are frustrated and upset and everything else. And quite honestly, if I really wanted to just gin people up, I'd do the same thing. I'd get on and say, oh, party's over. It's ridiculous. I can't believe with everything we've been through, it really started, well, it even started before President Obama was president on spending and some things, but it was put on steroids with Obama, right?
You know, from $10 trillion to $17 trillion under Obama. This is...
$10 trillion that he called unpatriotic.
Right. Yeah. Straight up. Folks, the truth is becoming... people are waking up more and more. Larry's passion is really in the heart of an awful lot of people. But they sit down in the calm moments and say, wait a minute, Kramer's opposed to increasing spending. Kramer is opposed to Obamacare. He supports our rights of free speech, freedom of religion. He's pro-life. I mean, when you sit down and look at these candidates, all they are, the conservative wing of the Republican Party are still there.
Yeah.
And now we just need to add to their numbers so that they can make a difference. If we take the Senate, all we got to do is have net six and we change things. But we can't let Nancy Pelosi become Speaker of the House, folks. But
that's not going to happen.
There's an awakening, Scott. I mean, even out there in Zealand, there is an intense awakening, and it's being driven by military. I'll tell you what, military people are doing a lot more than just sitting and drinking in the evening at the Legion Club. They're getting serious about standing up for freedom. They're deeply insulted about the way the wounded warriors are treated, the way the deceased soldiers have been treated. There is an anger in every community in America. There's veterans that are outraged at the way Obama's treating them. And this Obama has no coattails, only negative coattails in 2014. Folks, do not despair. Let's be really focused. We need to support candidates. No new taxes. You know, the Tea Party candidates, we need to support repeal Obamacare Senate candidates. We need to find, continue to traditional family, pro-life, energy independence, a few rational issues, and stand with those kind of champions that will do that and say, balance the budget, turn this train wreck around. Five more cruises, six more cruises, eight more cruises could make a profound difference.
And again, the loss is three more months of the status quo.
Right.
And when we're talking about, you know, 6 years worth of a mess. So, I mean, not ideal, but I mean, it's not the end of the world. Anyway, that's my take, and I think.
But remember, this is because of Obama and Harry Reid, because of their vile policies, their profligate spending, their outrageous taxes. They're ultimately they're 100 times worse than the conservative Republicans are.
Couldn't agree anymore. Anyway, I look forward to this conversation on the program. Here's what we're going to do on What's on Your Mind before you tell us about some sports headlines here, Mark. In addition to this conversation continuing, we're also going to chat with Dave Glatt, the Environmental Health Section Chief for the North Dakota Department of Health. We'll get the latest on the oil spill north of Tioga. And, you know, that continues to be a major national story. A lot of folks trying to run around and say, gotcha! See? That oil development stuff is bad. Look at these spills happen. Yeah, well, they do. But anyway, obviously the best way to ensure that you don't give those that just simply don't want fossil fuel development and want our economy to grind to a halt is to not have the spills. So what do we do to, well, first of all, we just get the latest on the response to this particular spill, where the cleanup's at, the damage that's been done, what happened, why, you know, where, when, how, and going forward, how do we prevent another one? We're also going to talk with Montana Dakota Utilities. And we had a call, after the last storm with somebody saying, you know, I can't stand that I call my power company. I can't get through. I can't. And would you get to the bottom of it for us? We always relish an opportunity to take on a particular issue for you. And so we've asked them to come on and first just talk about, hey, when a storm hits, what's the best way? If you're without power, how do you, I mean, should you call? Should you be, how do you communicate with folks when you have, power interruptions and storms? So we're going to talk about that as well. Today on the program. So looking forward to that. As I mentioned, one of the stories kind of caught my attention here. A 32-year-old Fargo woman is in jail, not because of any criminal charges, but she's in jail actually because a judge, Doug Herman, Cass County District Judge, put her in there for contempt because she refuses to allow her parents unsupervised visitation with her 7-year-old daughter.
Hmm.
And so she said, I feel if I sent her there unsupervised that it would not be the best thing for her, that it she would be in trouble, in danger.
Wow.
So she's now in on day 6, Cass County Jail. And she says, I've been sitting here watching people on criminal charges bonding out, and I'm still sitting here. Kevin Wallivan reported on this story for WDAY News and obtained copies of the Attorney General's investigation in it. Evidently, there are allegations of inappropriate behavior by some other members of the family, an adult male family member, and this is part of the reason why she's concerned about this. Should she be in jail, do you think?
I don't think so. Certainly the one that they're concerned about should be receiving some scrutiny. Sounds like she's just trying to protect her kid.
And in this case, it's the biological mother who's saying, I don't want my biological parents to have unsupervised time with my daughter. It seems like that ought to be a decision she could make, right?
Why does she go to jail for that? It doesn't make sense.
Contempt. So there must be, if it's contempt, does that mean there must be a court order that allows the parents?
Yeah, must be.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the story we're watching. Senator Heidi Heitkamp did not join 52 other senators in signing a letter in opposition to the UN gun control treaty. What do we make of that?
Oh, she didn't sign the
letter. No.
So that means she went along with the UN treaty.
Well, she didn't let her.
Oh, Heidi, I think now, folks, what we need to do is test a theory. North Dakota has the right to recall. Fundamental that everybody, no matter what side you're...
We don't.
Yes, you do. North Dakota does have the right to recall.
I think that we've been through this on the program before. As I recall, there was an attorney general's opinion on this at some point, and we don't. I don't think we do, Mark.
I believe, according to the Constitution, all of the government, the states do have the right to recall their senators according to the original intent. Legislature in Washington can discipline their own people. They can expel their people for various reasons.
Here's Blair Thorson sent me a note back when we discussed this earlier this month. Said, I received an attorney general's opinion that a constituent requested a few years ago our federal officials cannot be recalled.
I've seen constitutional opinions both ways, but as I read it, that's a states' rights issue. I think they can.
Maybe we ought to have another legal opinion on it, huh?
I think so, because I've seen other legal opinions that say the states do have the right. They're the people that send the senators and the, senators particularly with a 6-year term, when they go off the reservation, there needs to be a check and balance. I believe that's consistent with the spirit of the founding fathers.
And then we'll also tackle this discussion on 10 companies facing a a lawsuit by mineral owners seeking damages for lost royalties due to flaring. This one smells. And it's what it smells of is the attorneys involved here are the environmental extremists. So, you know, this is more about ending fossil fuel development than it is about defending mineral rights owners here. So, anyway, that's a topic we'll tackle, too.
I want to mention one more thing. I was really impressed with 20 ranchers in Montana that are sending pregnant cattle to the devastated South Dakota cowboys ranchers.
That's neighborly, isn't it?
Real cool neighborliness. Yep, trying to help them rebuild their herds. That was good.
Yes, very interesting. Okay, a couple sports things. One, what do you make of the Vikes going with Josh Freeman to start at QB?
He's got the best stats.
Did they say he's the future? And
I think so. That's where they're going. They're going to give him probably a couple of shots because over 2 years he's got better stats than either Castle or Ponder. It's very interesting. We're kind of cruising for a bruising between Denver and Indianapolis. Irsay has been kind of catty, and Manning is kind of mum. This almost feels like a big wrestling match, you know, kind of screaming and hollering and hype and anger. And somebody said they think that Peyton Manning would like to get about 60 points against Indianapolis the way they've been acting.
How about that?
Yeah, it gets them really kind of turning into an old brouhaha. And
what else we got in sports?
Well, we got Dodgers stay alive. 3-2. They had a power surge. They beat the Cards 6-4, so they're behind 3-2. Detroit knots up the series after two very impressive games back-to-back by Boston. We got a 2-2 thing. We got a new three-game series there to see who goes to the World Series. And so that's pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to the Timberwolves and the Wild because they look like we got some really good teams there.
How about that? Anything else?
There's, you know, there. I would really like. I heard about that amazing rant in soccer about, you know, that's just a wild thing. I'd like to get to the bottom of that. I haven't seen, been looking for some transcript of it, but the Mexican coach apparently lost her mind altogether.
And meanwhile, it benefited the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What berserk screaming and hollering at How wild is that?
The World Cup rant, you're going to call that?
Yeah, that would be.
I
suppose she was doing it in Spanish. That's the only problem. We need to get a good translation here.
He went on an epic pro-America rant after the U.S. saved Mexico's World Cup hopes. So that's how it's being labeled. Do we have the actual audio of it? It's been translated. I don't know that the audio would do us any good, but it was translated. It's because of the USA that we are being placed in the playoff, because of them, not due to you, not any of you in the green shirts. It was them, not you. They did it, not you. Remember that forever. Keep this clearly in mind for the rest of your lives. You do nothing for the shirt. You do not put the effort. You've not placed us in the playoffs. You've not placed us in the World Cup. You would have not kept us alive. It's a failure.
Libra.
The USA has surpassed us. There you go. All right. More coming up on the What's On Your Mind preview straight ahead. Don't go away, folks.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's On Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests The soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Before the top of the hour on the What's On Your Mind preview, Mark Skogerbo and I are setting the table for the day. What's on your mind? And your calls, questions, and comments coming up on this program till 11, then Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2, and then Mark Skogerbo and the Common Sense Club. Here's some more of your comments on our topics today.
Sitting back, waiting to
see. Oh, wait a minute here. We got too many things going on. Let's go to Brad in Grand Forks. Brad had another comment that he wanted to weigh in on the senators.
Hey, I found this is from the U.S. Citizens Association. It's a document outlining all the different possibilities of recall. And they've got judicial precedents and stuff from Supreme Court rulings and whatnot. But they said 18 states have recall provisions. Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington, and Wisconsin all have recall of some kind available to their voters. And they go on and list all kinds of various case law and things to support it. But in the end, their kind of conclusion is that the recall of federal, state, and legislators have been considered at present a questionable likelihood of success. But there seems to be, because of the 10th Amendment, they kind of go on and talk about that's possible. and it seems to be, at least on the surface, legal, especially with the composition of the way the Supreme Court is now, but chances are it's never going to happen. So we do have in our state constitution a provision for it. The question that's raised is back in 1791, there was a court ruling that said, we're not sure that that's allowable because that takes away from the federal government and all this stuff. So there's some question whether or not it's actually a legitimate law and would stand up under scrutiny at the Supreme Court level.
I believe under the law that says anything that is not specifically stated, like the 10th Amendment, in the Constitution shall be reserved for the states. And I believe recall is entirely different than expulsion. I believe that an honest reading of the original intent and the Constitution, my detractors, in spite of people that disagree with me, I believe that a faithful reading of the Constitution would allow the people to recall egregious behavior by their senator.
I would agree with you on that. And according to this, actually, Senator Dale O'Connor, Tom Rehnquist, and Antonin Scalia all agreed with you as well. But they were the dissenting opinion in a previous court case that dealt with this issue. So, but like I say, with the way the court is now, I would have to agree. And I think that a faithful reading of the Constitution, 10th Amendment, gives us the right, especially if our state constitution has provision to recall our senators and legislators.
Brad, thanks for the call, and appreciate the opinions. Here's another one, off-air call from earlier.
Yeah, I was sitting back waiting to see if Kramer was going to shoot himself in the foot, see if Hogan was going to shoot himself in the foot again. And, well, you know what? They shot themselves in the foot, both of them. Kramer talked and talked the talk. But when it came to it, he didn't walk the walk. He just stabbed everybody in the back that he was talking to on your little radio talk shows with him. I have no trust in Kevin Kramer whatsoever, and I will make my vote count when it comes time to vote for him or against him. I got a little letter in the mail from him asking for contributions. It ain't happening. I ain't giving him one penny. Same with Hovind. I will make my vote count when it comes to voting against him, and I will vote against him. I'll write in Mickey Mouse if I have to. Bye.
All right. Appreciate the call. Again, I think an outcome that will be less than desirable.
Here's Kramer, who votes right constitutional most of the time. This is a wrong vote. I think both you and I would have voted no, Scott. But Kramer has got a high percentage of pro-Constitution conservative votes. And you get 80% or zero. Sometimes that's what the choice is. Yeah, fight him in the primary. Have somebody. But please don't give us another Democrat who will vote 0% of the time, right?
Their statements are here, too, and we'll share those with you as well. But appreciate the call. Want all sides heard here on the program. Let me just tell you about the weather forecast for today. Some more rain in the forecast. In fact, the National Weather Service has now issued a flood warning in Grand Forks for new flooding on the Red River at Fargo and Clay and Cass County. So the recent rains of up to 2 inches in the Southern Valley has worked its way into the mainstream Red River, so we'll watch that one. 30% chance we'll have more of that rain today before 1. Cloudy mid-40s tonight, partly cloudy, low around 30.
Ooh.
Some more rain, mostly cloudy, 48. Look at this. The weekend, 32. Friday night, Saturday, only 44 with some rain showers. Saturday night, 28. Sunday, only hitting 42. On the oil patch, not much better. Sunny, 45 today. Northwest wind gusting around pretty good tonight. There's even a slight chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy. And upper 20s. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers in the morning. 43 for a high. Friday night, 27. Saturday, sunny, 43. Saturday night, 31. Ooh. Sunday, more snow showers. And a high of 44.
There I found my long johns. I found my long johns.
We need them.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.